with him being champion out there with the pads, it was good for you guys. It was, you know, good to get out there and hit somebody. I mean, I know the first few days for you guys, did it feel good to get out there and hit somebody?
Well, to get a feel for him. I mean, it's been a while since we put on pads, so you know, just get out there and move around with him. I mean, that's how we play on Sunday, so I mean, you got to be prepared for that.
I think one of the most fun things to watch so far has been when you and Brandon get to do some one-on-ones. Has that been fun for you, getting back to kind of full speed?
Yeah, you know, and Brandon's he's special. You know, he's so athletic, so quick, fast, and he can jump with the best of them. So you got to be on top of your game when he lines up in front of you. You know, I accept the challenge every day because he's going to make me better, and I'm trying to make him better.
It seems like he's just picked up lately where he left off last year, such confidence.
Still hungry. I mean, I think he probably feels like, you know, he wasted a lot of time in his career, and this is time to pick it up. And, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, I love guys that come out here hungry like that.
Jeff, you look at him, you know, nationally, a lot of people think, you know, because he didn't do much early in his career last year, was a little bit of a fluke. Obviously, you look at him out here in practice, he looks the same as last year. What makes him so tough now? He's kind of almost like Plastic Man, it seems like, the way he contorts to try.
I think it's more mental than anything. I think when a guy makes up his mind that he's going to play, he plays, and he gets his opportunities to take advantage of it. He's always been athletic. I've always seen flashes of it. But to put it together and do it on a consistent basis, it takes a lot of mental preparation and a lot of strong mind, you know, so to speak, for somebody to do that, especially, you know, for 16 games.
Many top receivers don't have their own strengths, but when you look at him, he's not the most physically imposing receiver, but you look at him, he just seems like he can contort and stretch and get up. And how difficult is that to cover?
I think that is his biggest strength, his body control. You know, he can go up and, you know, he'd be 11 feet up in the air, and then all of a sudden, he lands on his feet. Most guys are falling their back, you know, and I'm one of them. So, I mean, that takes a lot of balance and good body control.
After playing for Shanahan, McDaniels, and offensive coaches, even in D.C., what's it like to have your head man defensive-oriented for such defensive players?
It feels good. You know, I mean, head coach is a head coach, but when you got somebody that, you know, knows defense and has been successful running them, I mean, it means a lot. And, you know, you can always go to him, and he'll have a lot of insight about what it takes to win.
Champ, you want to talk about Vaughn after walking the other day? Now you've had a chance to kind of see him around the party. What do you think so far?
Pretty good. I think, you know, as we go along and we get comfortable with the terms and the system, and he gets comfortable with us, we'll see him even better. You know, right now you can tell he's a good football player. It's just all about being comfortable in the system now.
How about the two rookie safeties, Carter and Moore, and how they've progressed the last couple of days?
One thing I noticed about them, they have a lot of confidence, and you know, they come out there and they don't act like they're rookies, and I appreciate that because we need guys like that. We don't need rookies to act like rookies. We need them to act like pros, and that's exactly what they've been doing the last few days.
Can you sense Elvis's excitement to be back here after missing that year?
Oh yeah. That's probably one person that's excited about training camp.
All right.